You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, this is A View from the Bridge, official podcast of the Belfast Giants for kingdomofthegiants.com. Today's Tuesday, the 20th of December, 2022. Five sleeps to go. My name is Patrick Smith. We're live on YouTube, Facebook, and on Twitter. You can download us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, wherever you get your normal podcasts and all that sort of stuff. On this week's show, it's four-point weekend. Remember those? They're back, but the Giants also have a one-goal deficit to overcome from last Thursday's Challenge Cup quarterfinal. We'll get to those games shortly. And if you're watching live, get your questions in for Sam Rupp. He'll be joining us in a short while for a bit of a chat. Joe will have a bit of news, and it's time for the Christmas game bonanza. I normally start with Davey, but we've got Sizz back, but I think he's ready to make a big entrance.
Oh, you did.
Did I say Simon Kitchen? No. Well, please welcome you to the bridge. Father Christmas, how are you doing?
Ho, ho, ho. Children, how are you?
Phenomenal. I had no idea that was happening. No. There's a bigger question here. Where did the suit come from? How long have you had the suit? You didn't get it for this.
What are you talking about? Tell me, Father Christmas.
I had this suit for hundreds of years.
Are you just here to check who's on the naughty list and the nice list there, Santa Claus?
Well, obviously, you're on the naughty list with your house at the minute, so we'll say nothing more.
That's absolutely true. Oh, dear. Well, Davey, how are you?
I'm not too bad, buddy. A little bit better than last week, that's for sure. I've had a pretty trying week, but I've made it back to God's country, and thanks to Simon Kitchen yesterday for driving the whole way to Mexico and picking me up and bringing me back, sitting about for hours while my plane was delayed. So, you know, I've got a good friend there, as my mum said. So if he comes back on the show tonight, I'll let him know that it was very much appreciated.
Yeah. We were hoping to have Simon Kitchen on the show, but unfortunately he's not been around. Joel, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Every week before the show, I throw like a wee Instagram story up just to let people know the show's on, say who's on it, whatever else. Tonight, I swear 5 minutes ago, I said, tonight, Sammy Ruop, Santa Claus, Jamie Dornan, asterisk, only one of these is true. Little did I know that we are 2 for 3 and we're only 3 minutes into the show. So looking forward to Dornan's appearance halfway through.
Boys, Jamie. Stay there.
It's unbelievable with only five sleeps until Christmas we're able to get Santa Claus on, but here we are.
He's spending time with us. Unbelievable.
It's a very busy time for sure.
Well, are you up for chatting about a bit of hockey then, Santa?
I'm a very wise man, so absolutely, yes. We'll have a look at that this evening.
Very well known, yep. Big hockey guy.
Going to keep this going. We're going to start with a game that took place last Thursday against the Nottingham Panthers over at the NIC. It was the first leg of the quarterfinal of the Challenge Cup. Let me just bring up the stats. Belfast Giants were subject to a 3-2 defeat on the night. That'll be brought back on the 4th of January to the SSE Arena for the second leg. The goal scorers in front of 2,236 people, so not that many people in the NIC for that game. But the goal scorers were Jeremy Welsh with two and Welchica. Welchica? Santa?
Welchick.
Welchick, there you go. And for the Belfast Giants, Steve Ari and Derek Angeli. In goals, Jackson Whistle, 23 shots against, 3 goals against, and Alex DeBow, 31 shots against, 2 goals against. Refs are Tom Perring and Oliver Truswell. A one goal deficit, Davey.
Yeah, and it's one of those two, Paddy. You've got to look at this as an overall 6-period game, so halfway through, kind of, because I know people got a little bit bent out of shape about losing a 2-goal lead and all. But, you know, to go in the NIC, to say we've got a 6-period game, you first 3 are going to be in the NIC, and you've come out with what we've been going through over the last lot of weeks and bodies in, bodies out. To come away with the 1-goal deficit for me was an absolutely fine outcome. I thought that first period, they put a little bit of pressure on us. Jackson Whistle stood really tall in that first sort of 10 minutes of the game, and then we got those 2 goals. I don't know if you've read the messages sent there, but at the end of the goals, Adam Keefe's interview comes in, so if we'll just let that play when it comes to it. 2 really nice goals worked from the Giants, and we got ourselves into a nice lead. Unfortunately, just the way things have been going, and a bit of tiredness, I think, crept in towards the end of the game as well. And I think ultimately we've done okay to come away there. I don't really have too much analysis on this game because, as I say, it's only halfway through it. But I think we were good for a lead, and we were probably good to give the goals up as well because we didn't play for the full 60 minutes down to a number of factors, tiredness definitely being one of them.
Wait a minute, Santa's gone. Simon, you missed him.
There's
somebody's been sitting in the seat. It's very warm, but I'm not too sure.
Well, Matt, you're here. What was your take on the results from on the play on Thursday against the Nottingham Panthers?
Just like, again, see what Davey said. I mean, if you know, you're 2 goals up in Nottingham, who are, let's be honest, they haven't had a great season so far, and Corey Nielsen's come in and again, I've had a mixed bag of results, but you know, you're going two goals up, you're sort of controlling the game, and then we give up a couple of soft goals. That's the easiest way to look at it. It's obviously a 2-legged affair, which is great, but I'm sure Adam would have wanted at least 1 or 2 of those back. And he's always said, even if you go into a 2-legged series, sorry, that you know you've got the opportunity to bring a team back to your own barn with 1 goal deficit, and whether it be a plus or a minus, you'd be pretty good. I'm happy with that situation, and there's a lot of hockey to be played between now and then. But again, great start, disappointing to give up 3 goals to the Nottingham Panthers for sure.
I think Joel, as both Simon and Davey said, the 60 minutes and giving up those 3 goals is the main disappointment, considering that I felt, especially in the early stages of this game, we were quite dominant on the ice.
Yeah, but I pretty there's not a lot to add to what the boys have said. You know, I sort of scribbled myself that I thought anyway that we dominated half the game, sort of the opening half hour.
Adam, why do you think it went wrong?
I'm sure it's just have this interview here.
Well, I thought
carry on, keep it more important to me.
I thought we were a bit too perimeter, no net presence, and obviously let DeBow settle in, and I thought he was great after that. And you know, we've had that problem where we're allowing goalies to kind of feel the puck and get clean shots and see the puck, and then all of a sudden it feels like we're playing against Marty Brodeur every night. So that's a problem. Scoring's a problem for us right now. You know, that being said, I like a good portion of our game, but I didn't think we did enough. You know, obviously that's the reason why Nottingham won tonight. And we're going to have to be better at home, and we're going to have to do a lot more. I mean, that's it. We're just not giving enough to get results. You know, I thought the same thing on Saturday in Cardiff. We played okay, but we didn't do enough to make sure we got the win, and I thought it was the same tonight.
When you're struggling to score goals a little bit, what can you do to change it? Is it just a moment of magic, or do you really have to go back to basic?
Oh, I think you got to shoot and hit the net, number one. Force the goalie to make a save. I think we missed the net 5 or 6 times there through the second period with great scoring chances and missed the net. And the goalie doesn't have to make a save. So that's start with that, hit the net. Second, we got to get there. We have to create scrambles. We weren't really doing that. You know, we're playing a bit too perimeter right now, and it's costing us games.
Yeah, so I mean, from the horse's mouth there, Paddy. You know, like, throwing away the 2-0 lead is disappointing. I thought we were great for that half an hour, but we are bringing a live tie back home from an away first leg. I wouldn't go in after the second period of a game, even a goal down, thinking, ah, we're stuffed here. You know, there's a goal in this and three periods of hockey to play in our building. So certainly not over. And there were a few moments of magic that made this game kind of could have gone the other way. But you got to close games out just as a general point. But look, the Challenge Cup is not over. We have plenty of hockey left to play, and we're only down a goal.
Absolutely. We'll leave that game there and we'll move on. We'll move back to. We'll move back to Elite League action. You heard that Adam Keefe said that sometimes we feel like we're against Marty Brodeur every night. Well, on Saturday night, we're against the Sun, Germany, as the Belfast Giants travel to Altrincham to take on the Manchester Storm. And what was Teddy Toss night, and there's nothing more frustrating on a Teddy Toss night as if you get shut out. And unfortunately, the Manchester Storm, that's exactly what happened. 3-0 win for the Belfast Giants. Conway and 2 for Will Cullen. Rounded out the scoring for there. In regards to goals, Peyton Jones back in goals for the Belfast Giants. 24 shots against, no goals against, so shutout for him. And Jeremy Brodeur, 46 shots against, 3 goals against. Liam Sewell and Stephen Matthews were your referees. Simon, I said to Adam Keefe and after the game, from the stand, certainly, it felt like it was quite comfortable for the Giants.
And I've looked at it on TV as well. I didn't get to see it live, but I watched it back late Saturday evening. I just thought we controlled it. I just thought we sort of bossed at every aspect of it. Yeah, they had their chances. Jonesy was very good. And obviously, you know, Adam was very happy with that because he took him into the next day as well. And he seems to be playing the hot goalie right now. And you know, it's you've probably a better idea than most of us, Paddy. Manchester's not an easy place to go into. You know, we've had isn't that 2 wins we've had there this year. Do you want me to? Is this an interview? Is this
No, work away.
No, I forgot to pull it. Sorry.
I just thought that we sort of, you know, we looked very comfortable. We didn't look that we actually don't think we got out of third gear. And that was good because 3 games on the road in 4 nights is always tough. So coming off the loss in Nottingham was a really good response from the boys. You know, getting Scott Conway back going again, and you know, he picked up 5 points over the weekend games against Manchester and Coventry. And you know, we've watched him all season long. We're very lucky to have him on our team. And you know, on the form that he's had so far this year, he's the best player in the league. There's absolutely no doubt about that. However, and we said about it over, you know, over the year, and then Adam said it his game, it just can't be the top line scoring. We need to get secondary and tertiary scoring. It's good in the last few weeks that the D-men have stepped up. Cully, you know, getting a couple of goals on Saturday night. Great to have Josh Roach going again. I thought he looked a bit tired on Thursday. I still think the jet lag was hitting him, to be honest. But you see this play here again, keeps it in on the blue line and throws it across to Cully, who steps in. So it's just that experience from Roach. You know, he's 30 years of age now. It was a great move to get him back. He's going to be a really important cog moving forward for the rest of this season for sure. So great to get the 3-0, especially after a fortnight ago when not Manchester came into Belfast and beat us twice, which, let's just be honest, we were crap that weekend. You know, it's great to get the points on the board and hopefully the start off a successful period over the Christmas break.
Interesting as well, Joel, and you know, that rink is very difficult to play in when, especially when the Manchester Storm are in spoiling mode and getting in the way and getting sticks in the way and getting sticks in the lane, just being able to shut things down. When the Giants found space, you saw it with that first goal of Scott Conway, you saw it when it went out to Will Cullen for his first one as well. When the Giants were able to get space, they were able to use space.
Paddy, I don't know if you're talking. Oh, was that to me?
It was, yes. Joel, your internet seems to be having problems.
Sorry. Am I back? I'm back. Sorry. Yeah, like I was kind of waiting for a game like this. I think we're dominant professional. It was a measure of revenge for that 0-point weekend at home. I'm delighted for Peyton Jones to come in and have, you know, a confident performance, which turned into a confident weekend. We were 2-0 up in the third when Tyson Fawcett broke away, which was their best chance of the game. And again, could have set the tone for the last 10 minutes or so. And he was really confident in how he dealt with that. Scott Conway was just a man possessed. That first goal was awesome, the way he tore into the zone and just ripped it shorthanded like that. It was a game that we needed, I think. And I think a certain part of the victory on Sunday contributed just to the momentum that we left Manchester with. Needed to see.
And sorry, Davey, coming to you on this, to shut them out in their barn is a sort of defensive play that we needed as well from the night.
I think defensively we've been really good over the last lot of weeks. Especially come the Sunday night, the Coventry Blaze in the first period really went at us, and we were so strong defensively. But we'll come on to the Coventry game. Yeah, I think we defended slightly different in front of Peyton Jones than we have for a number of weeks. There were still quite a lot of scrambles and stuff in front of the net, and D-man had to dive in there and clear a crease and did it well. And especially down that last 10 minutes, as Joel talks about, you know, almost protected in that shutout that he was going, his first Elite League shutout. He had won in the Challenge Cup earlier in the season. So that's two for Peyton, I think, in about 17 games he's played. But that first deal and the speed Conway goes away and scores with, and we would have we guard dancing up and down on our house when that went in, that's for sure. Absolutely brilliant that, you know, Simon said, 4, 5, 6 points or something across the weekend there. We haven't just exactly finished the game sheets off. But that top line's doing really well. There's been goals, obviously, from Hoogie and Laker have started to click a wee bit as well. And you've got the goals coming from the blue line that we've talked about, and we'll come on to Sunday's game, obviously. But I thought in Manchester, we controlled all three zones. Really, Simon said it didn't really have to get out of third gear to take that win. And that's a team that came into Belfast, which is the, you know, leaves you scratching your head as the high act team came in and beat us twice. You know, they had a bit of an off night at home as well, but you can only be as good as you're allowed to play. And I didn't think we allowed them to play after that first couple of minutes in the game. We shut every opportunity down the hard, and then the one opportunity to get the one on none towards the end, Peyton's able to shut it away, and we're able to close it out for him and get that well-deserved shutout that I'm sure he's been really desperate to get.
And before we move on to the Coventry game, I just want to make a comment to the fellow who was standing behind, just behind me to the right.
Don't be like that.
Oh no, I just fell for him the whole game. Like I fell for him. He just stood there with his teddy bear from minute one, ready to throw it on the ice, and he held it the same way all the way to the final minute. That's dedication, waiting for his team to score. They didn't score. He threw it on as the final buzzer went. But yeah, it's when you're shut out in teddy toss night, that's a frustration. But when the teddies did rein in, there were quite a few of them, so well played them.
There's quite a few, Paddy, and I'm telling you for absolute certain, they announced allow the Belfast Giants to clear to leave the ice or whatever. Though some of those teddies weren't thrown with love. Some of those teddies were thrown with anger. So therefore, there's a few. Glad the guys had their lids on, because there's a few boys down to Plexi that are pelting those teddies on the ice. Went down. So I'm sure
there was one I saw which wasn't even thrown. It was just thrown on the ground as the fellow walked out. It was somebody else had to pick it up and throw it on the ice. The highlights of that game are available from our good friends at Storm TV and John O'Bullard, who had a nice chat with on Saturday night as well over in Altrincham. We'll go on. We do have Sam Rupp waiting in the wings, so we're going to quickly go to the game on Sunday. And that was, of course, against down the road against the Coventry Blaze. And the Belfast Giants took a win out of there as well to round out the 4-point week, 4-2 win for your Belfast Giants. Coventry Blaze goals coming from Norsh and Halbert. Scott Conway, our guest Sam Rupp, Matt Foley and David Goodwin with an empty netter made it 4-2 for the Belfast Giants. In goals, Peyton Jones, 31 shots against, 2 goals against, and Pavel Hulsa, 35 shots against, 3 goals against. Matt Rose, David Good were the two referees, Joel, and it was another fight with the Blaze.
Yeah, it was. The games at the Sky Dome in particular have just got a reputation over, not even just this season. I remember quite a few of them in years gone by. Just they get feisty over there. I don't know what it is between the particular genetic makeup of these two sides. But yeah, look, again, I think Scott Conway was superb. I think he had a real standout weekend. He was superb technically. That tying goal, the zone was really crowded and he found a way. Con set up, what was he was 1+2, set up Sam Rupp for the second, and he hit the post in the third as well. I think defensively, again, the Giants were good on special teams. I think our penalty kill was quite aggressive, working off that 5-on-3 early in the second period. And also, again, for Peyton Jones, he had another moment that you know, could change the tempo or the narrative of a game. Your was it Billings was completely alone on the right-hand side in front of goal at 2-all. And Jones, I think the decisiveness, you know, coming forward to kind of take away the angle or to disrupt the shot. So I'm delighted for Jonesy to you know, as I say, a good performance turned into a great weekend for him. And yeah, it was a 4-point weekend that everybody needed to see, I think. Oh, Paddy, you're muted.
That's a terrible one for me. With regards to, I'm all over the place tonight, lads, you can tell. From a point of scores, like of scoring, tertiary scoring, and finding that, we were seeing some of all that step up here in this game. Davey.
Oh, sorry, Paddy. Yeah, and look, as I said earlier on there, I thought the Blaze actually in the first, you know, the things that games switch around on, we're 1-0 down, we're in a power play set or a penalty kill situation, they are throwing it at us, and that, I think there it was the same line on the ice for both teams for 1:50 of that penalty kill. We couldn't get off the ice, they didn't want to. Guys are throwing themselves in front of it. It is in the first period at 1-0 down, and we get that shorthanded. Well, it's not actually shorthanded. Foley just jumps out of the box at an opportune time. David Goodwin gets a lovely little stick check on it. Foley bangs it through, and it goes through to Conway, and the score 1-0. And then, with that little bit of momentum, we get a penalty from a slash on as the goal goes in. We go on the power play, and you know, Conway, I think it is, goes down the left wing, pops it across to our guest who's coming on, who absolutely slams it home from, you know, just inside the blue line. It's not this goal, it's one later. But, you know, and then they come back into the game, as has been, as you have said, as has been the case with the Blaze over the last, but a little bit of the energy perhaps saved in Manchester on Saturday night allows us to go deep in that period. And, you know, we go down into the sort of whatever it was, 54th minute before Foley scores, makes it 3-2, and then a lovely one-handed finish for the captain to make it 4-2 with the empty netter. I thought it was a well enough deserved win, to be quite honest with you. Whilst the Blaze stuck in there, the quality grade A chances, the quantity of grade A chances, you know, everything on the stat sheet says it was a comfortable enough Belfast Giants win to me.
I think that's it as well, Simon, is, you know, we may have been lacking in those grade A chances over the last number of weeks that have sort of, where we've been getting a lot of quantity on goalies, we've not been getting the quality. On Sunday, I agree with Davey, I felt we were getting those quality chances.
Again, you get a win against Manchester, and Manchester gives you confidence. So, you know, at this game, it's the same as when you get on a streak where you're not playing your best, and it's about, you know, you're losing a few games, and then all of a sudden you start to click again, and you know, it's not, you know, you obviously, you had Cons out for a couple of games, Sam is out for probably 3 weeks with an injury. We've had, I think, Davey's stats, Davey, is it 80 plus games we've lost, import games already this season with injury and whatnot?
I'll update my sheet later on, Sam. I don't know, it was phenomenal earlier in the season. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, when you're missing that many. Yeah, you've got to, you're missing that many guys who are out injured, and you know, you're asking the likes of Ben Lake, who, you know, we all know about my man crush on Ben Lake. You know, he's just absolutely top notch, and you know, he's come into this since the start of December. He's got 4 goals and 3 assists, and Cully's really stepped up the last few weeks. Obviously, Sam getting a huge power play goal there on Sunday, you know, with 40 seconds left in the first period, it's huge as well, and it's those timely efforts that. That, you know, you just get going your way, and it really makes a big, big difference. But, you know, scoring an even strength goal, a power play goal, shorthanded goal, and an empty netter all in one game doesn't happen very often, but I'd take them all day long. And again, Coventry, we've just had Coventry's number so far this season, moving in every time. And I'm pretty sure that we've been in Coventry this year, we've won. And it's not, I mean, they're sitting where they are in the league because they deserve it. They've started the season really well, and that's one thing that they do against us. They start the first period really, really well. They start off flying every game. But we've just got their number, and that just happens. And you know, say we're with those two wins at the weekend, obviously the big win in Manchester, and then getting the chance to, you know, obviously get the win on the Sunday night as well, or Sam getting his absolute booted from the point. Hopefully you can hear me in the green room. But you know, he can talk us through that, and I'm sure he'll be very modest the way Sam is. You know, that is a huge goal for us. As I say, 40 seconds to go in the period on the power play, which we, you know, with the guys that we have available to us, we should be a lot better on the power play. But as Adam said in his interview a few minutes ago, we're making every goalie in the league look like an NHL goalie. And once we start finding our spots and picking our corners, and hopefully a wee bit more confidence comes that way as well. And you know, we've got a long stretch here now against the Scottish team, so hopefully we can pick up a few more wins.
The highlights of this game are available from our good friends at Blaze TV with Stu and Ed, and we've mentioned them a couple of times now, so let's have a chat with them. The Fan Agenda, brought to you by our friends at Belfast Giants TV. He got that goal on Sunday, and Connery back in the lineup, and we love having him on the show because he's just Mr. Positive. Sam Rupp, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
I'm doing well. Thank you guys so much for having me. Gosh, I didn't think that it would be halfway through the season before I'd make an entrance, but you know, here I am. I'm looking forward to it.
That's all, Paddy.
I'm admiring the hat. I quite like the cap. Nice look.
Great hat.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's
Sam. Have you got a selfie stick?
No, it's just my arms. They're pretty long.
So, Sam, let's get stuck in. Give us your reflection. 4 points from the weekend. A goal for yourself. How do you look back at this weekend for the team?
Yeah, I really liked this weekend. I thought it was a couple really great games and character games as well. These were massive points that we needed as a team, and so we knew that going into this weekend that you know, this could either kind of change or break our season. So we went into this knowing full well we needed to get the wins, and you know, that's what we did. And credit to you know, everybody involved. You know, Jonesy, he stood on his head both games, and you know, our special teams I thought was really well as well. So no, I feel pretty good moving forward, and you know, hopefully this starts a win streak for us.
I think I ask you this every time because it always seems to be the game after Manchester. But did your brother give you any sort of heads up as to how to play on that Manchester ice?
Yeah, he said that it's pretty unique, and obviously from last year playing in it the first time, I couldn't believe it. The drizzle dome, we call it, because you get tripped on.
Yep, that's its name.
But no, from back home in Saskatchewan, I'm used to playing on small ice surfaces. So even though I'm pretty lanky or big body out there, it's kind of what I'm used to growing up. So I tend to do well.
Sam, if we can go back a game there, I think it was Thursday night, the first leg of the Challenge Cup semi-final, probably quite new for some of the guys in the locker room to play a six-period game, you know, where both periods are all six periods count. Were we happy enough coming away with our just one goal down, or is a slight tinge of disappointment with being the two goals up?
Yeah, it's definitely a slight disappointment. Obviously, when you're two goals up, you need to buckle down and, you know, do whatever you can to solidify that win. But, you know, stuff happens in hockey, and fortunately for us, you know, we have another game where we can go out and you know, do what we can, and there's zero doubt in me that you know, we're not going to get it done. So this just kind of adds a little more pressure to us, which, you know, I think we strive under. And you know, last year it was kind of something similar with Coventry. So you know, we're looking forward to it, and it's just another challenge that, you know, we got to get done. So similar to kind of this weekend, you know, build off of that, learn from our mistakes against Nottingham, and we know that we can't let that happen again. So
I think Simon just mentioned briefly there and in his analysis of the game about the penalty, or not the penalty kill, sorry, the power play not clicking just as much as it could have this season. But over the last number of weeks, the actual numbers are quite well on the upturn. I think with four shorthanded goals in our last five games as well. So pretty aggressive in the penalty kill. We've came up with a few power play goals as well. So things are looking better in the special teams as well.
Yeah, for sure. I know on the penalty kill, we're looking to be a little more aggressive, and it kind of shows out there. You know, we put teams on edge, that just makes them have to make a decision that much faster. So seems to be working well. And you know, for our power play, you know, us getting Rochi, acquiring Rochi, you know, he's a very skilled player, so that's definitely going to add benefits to our power play as well. And it's he's already making an impact out there, making good plays. So I'm excited to see what he can do moving forward with our power play and playing some special minutes.
Rupert, good to see you, first of all. It is way too late in the season to have Rupert's first appearance, Paddy. He should be a panelist. He shouldn't even have to go as a guest. You're a year two guy now. It's really good to have you back. What changes coming into your second season in Belfast? You know, you're obviously, this from what I can see anyway, is the longest you've spent anywhere since you were in U Sports in college, and that was at home in Saskatchewan. So what changes kind of being in that second year? Is it difficult? Do you miss home, or do you feel more comfortable and more established now?
Good question. Yeah, I feel a lot at home now. Obviously, there's a familiarity of the team and the city and the fans, and you know, coming into this season, you know, having that familiarity and a bunch of the guys from the year prior, it definitely makes things easier and the adjustment easier coming back. And with that being said too, like I understand Kiefer and his systems, how he wants me to play, how he expects me to be on and off the ice. So understanding your place within the team, it definitely helps. And it makes it exciting as well. So I go out into the city and recognize fans and stuff. It's it has a little more home feeling to it. But no, for sure, it's I miss friends and family back home. That's inevitable. But you know, you're gonna experience that wherever you go. But coming here, the adjustment, it just makes it that much easier.
Especially this time of year as well, right? I mean, Christmas, I always think, is so different for professional hockey.
Player, is Joel frozen again?
Oh, man. Am I back?
Joel, when get your internet sorted? Where are you living now? Must be in
Glenmore. Move on. I'll get this fixed. I'll get this fixed.
Sam, you must have been really pleased to see your mom and dad and your uncles and stuff in last week as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was great. And I know they had an absolute time, too. They love it here in Belfast. And yeah, I love what it all has to offer. So no, it's great being able to see family. And it's a good experience for them to come over here as well. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's their vacation. And yeah, they enjoyed the Guinness as well.
Just want to touch on, obviously, I don't know if it's been announced yet, and I don't actually know if I can say it, so we'll not touch on it just yet. So tell us about your schooling. Obviously, this year, you had last year sort of a schooling, but this year it's just hockey. How are you finding the change in that this year? I mean, obviously, you don't have to study as much, but how are you finding that change?
Yeah, it's been different because, I mean, I graduated this year, and so
I can't say congratulations, Sam. LaSalle University.
There it is.
Thank you. So I finished my MBA, Master's of Business Administration, and so this is the first year in 5 years that I haven't been doing school. So it's a little bit of an adjustment. You know, I'm used to having deadlines and assignments, tests to kind of keep me preoccupied. So now I have all this free time, and I don't know what to do with myself, you know. It's it's great. Able to just kind of live life and really enjoy it, and just kind of making the most of everything right now and really focusing on my hockey career. Not to say I wasn't beforehand, but this just kind of gives me play and do the little things that is really going to benefit me moving forward and really work on my game. So I'm enjoying it, and I'm super relieved to be done school now.
And just the last one from me, Sam. You know Roche from back in University of Saskatchewan. I think he was top point scorer of the year that you first went to Saskatchewan. What, I mean, obviously there's only a couple of other guys in the room that knew him from back when he played his first year in Belfast the year after that.
What's Rochy bring to the team? What sort of teammate is he from your perspective and the guys in the room, and how's he settled in?
Yeah, Rochy's great. He's a good guy. We played together at the University of Saskatchewan in my first season, so that would have been his last season there. So we only had the 1 year together, but no, we became good friends right away. We're kind of similar in ways, and it's obviously nice to have another Saskatchewan boy on the team. That's the province I'm back home. I'm from back home. Sorry. So same with him. No, he's a good guy. Quiet at times, but no, he'll chime in when he can. And as a player, I mean, a lot of you fans already know he's super skilled, and he's established himself well here when he played his first year in Belfast. So you guys know all about him. But no, I'm happy to have another friend back on the team.
Going to go do a couple of questions that have come from guys watching in live, Sam, and one from Shauna. So you sort of something you touched on with Joel, which is, you know, do you feel more confident coming into the season knowing how the league plays and knowing how other rinks are?
Yes, absolutely. You know, first year in the league, you go into some of these rinks, like the Drizzle Dome we just touched on, like you don't know what to expect. Right. And, you know, you're used to practicing, you know, at the SSE for the most part, or playing on bigger ice and going to some of those rinks. Yeah, it can be an adjustment. But on top of that, just the style of play, I think, is a little bit different as well. I was kind of used to more of a North American style, which this is quite similar to, but it also has the skill and the open ice plays. So, yeah, I feel a lot more comfortable coming in, a lot more confident in my play. And hopefully, yeah, you guys can see that on the ice.
One coming in from Jayla, from Jayla Mooney, who's asking what influenced you coming back to Belfast?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, school played a big factor in it. And, yeah. You know, coming into this year, I was super familiar with the town, the team and the fans. And it's a place that, you know, I feel is going to be great for developing my game moving forward and to develop me as a person as well. I love Belfast and Northern Ireland and Ireland and everything that has to offer. There's a lot of benefits as well, and a lot of value that you have to take into consideration of when we're choosing to play hockey.
One more that's come from Margaret Patterson. I suppose when you were talking about your schooling would have been the answer here, but she's asking, what's your favorite thing to do in your off time?
Yeah, good question. Well, there's many things, but I enjoy going for walks mostly, whether that be just into the city, you know, do some people watching there, or out and about going on hikes or going towards the beach. It's probably the thing that I do most in my time off.
This is kicked back to me now, Sam. I don't really have another question. I just want to say, you know, after Thursday night's game, just want to wish you a really happy Christmas and enjoy the couple of down days you probably get before you start gearing up again for the games that'll come thick and fast straight afterwards. But yeah, just from me, happy Christmas, mate, and hopefully see you down the rink over the next few days.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much, and oh, happy and Merry Christmas to all you guys, and yeah, thank you for having me on here. It's great, and you know, maybe we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely. So this is always it's a crazy busy period because you want to have your Christmas, but you also have so many games that are thrown in. And, you know, we've got the two games against Glasgow back to back. We've got the game on Thursday against Fife, and there's just so much. But also, you know, hopefully we'll have pretty big crowds coming in because that time of year when people want to get out and about and maybe see a hockey game. So hopefully it'll be a great season for you and a great season for the Belfast Giants.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great, you know, great bonding time for friends and family, and no better way to do it than come to a Belfast Giants game, that's for sure.
Nice, Ruffer. Nice.
Thanks for your time, man.
thank you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. Yep. Yeah. Massive thanks to Sam Rupp for joining us once again on Reviews of the Bridge. Listen, the guy's got, he's always got a smile on his face. So I love having him on the show because he's just such a, one of these real positive guys. And it's, you would know as well, Sis, from your work with him at the Giants.
He's just a top lad. I mean, we did the North Coast tour at the start of the season. Again, obviously, that was his second. The first year, he was just epic. And the second year, this year, when we went up there in late August, I think it was, he was just brilliant crack. I mean, he was a compere on the bus with the microphone. He got all the boys, all the rookies up to sing, and then he was telling stories. He's just a proper character, a really good teammate. He's great in the room. He's just I said it when I was on here last year, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in hockey. And he can turn into a complete prick on the ice. He gets under people's skin. I mean, that night that he pummeled the life out of Sam Duggan, you know, he just went out massively up my estimations. And then I don't think Duggan's been anywhere near him since. Every time he gets on the ice, he gets off. But, Sam's just an absolute top lad, great player. And again, it's great to get him back because I know, as I say, he's been hurt for a while now. And that injury sort of slowed him down. But great to get him back. Great to get him to get that goal at the weekend. And he's going to be a big part of our jigsaw moving forward.
Here. It's great to have him back on the show. I really love having him on. And like you say, a great player for us. And long may that continue. And big thanks to everybody who sent in comments and messages and questions and that for the Fan of Agenda. Joel, any news?
Yeah, Paddy, really quick look around the league. Davey, have you got AirPods rattling around your desk or something? Because there's a bit of madness going on with that audio. Are you kicking one around with a microphone in it? It's all calmed down. Oh, well. It's all calmed down, right? Cardiff Devils began an all-Scottish homestand with a 5-3 win over the Stars on Saturday evening. The Glasgow Clan were beaten 6-3 at home by the Steelers, and the Fife Flyers dropped another at home to the Nottingham Panthers, losing 4-1 on Sunday. The Devils made it 4 points with a 5-1 win over the Clan. The Stars returned home to face the Steelers, losing 5-2. The Guildford Flames did it in OT against the Manchester Storm, needing just 23 seconds to score on the power play, winning 4-3, and the Panthers and Flyers took it to Nottingham for their second game of the weekend, with Corey Neilson's side completing their 4-point weekend with a 4-0 shutout. And that was a 0 point weekend for every team in Scotland. Aside from the Giants road trip to Nottingham, there was one other Challenge Cup quarterfinal first leg since we last met, and the Guildford Flames blanked the Coventry Blaze 5-0 at the Spectrum on Saturday night. A bit of transfer news. There was a few movements this week. The Cardiff Devils this afternoon announced that they've strengthened their team with the arrival of forward Rory Herman. He's a dual national, formerly of NCAA D1 school RPI, who you might remember from, I think, the first Friendship Four in 2017. Brody DuPont said he's a young guy who's hungry to take the next step into pro hockey, and he understands the role we're looking for. We're short on bodies, and we're looking to add players that can bring energy into our lineup. He likes to hit, he's reliable defensively, and he's excited for the opportunity. Elsewhere, on Tuesday, the Coventry Blaze confirmed that forward Radek Vasely had left the team for personal reasons, and the Glasgow Clan announced the departure of Nolan Laporte after recently receiving a lucrative offer in Europe. In 3 seasons and 122 games for the Clan, Laporte scored 48 and added 53 assists. The press release said that the coaches are actively pursuing new players, and we hope to be able to announce as soon as deals have been finalized. But a really tough season for the Clan just keeps rolling on, not long after the departure of Wah. Quick note on the playoff final weekend. Tickets for the 2023 Viaplay playoff finals weekend are continuing to sell strongly, according to the league. But time is running out to take advantage of the early bird offer. Discounted tickets are only available until 23:59 on the 31st of December, after which tickets will be available at standard prices. They're on sale directly through the Motorpoint Arena website. So if you haven't got your playoff final weekend tickets and you're planning to, get on there and make sure and save a bit of money. We have had no DOPS since the 4th of December, so fair play to everybody.
It's the usual sort of Christmas break for DOPS.
just go into hiding, yeah. And that is a quick look around the league. That's your news, Paddy.
So I think the what's going on in Glasgow I find fascinating. You use Wah, you lose Laporte. Nobody been really forthcoming coming in. They're looking at changes at, you know, regards to like ownership and stuff like that. We're going up against them next week, but you wonder, says, will changes be made quickly there? Because everybody's in the market.
Yeah, everybody is in the market, and it's, you know, even the ex-NHL, I think they stopped they've got a period now where they're not allowed to do any trades in between the I think it's today, actually, maybe tomorrow. They're not allowed to do trades for like 10 days because it's Christmas. And let's be honest, I mean, you if you're North American, you won't be wanting to leave there until after Christmas. So are they going to get somebody in for the game? Do they play this week? I'm not sure. They play during the week this week, Glasgow, but I know we play them on Boxing Day away, and then we're at home on the day after, the 27th. So hopefully they don't bring anybody else in, and we're ready to go on both days. You know, but I know that Adam's gave the boys a couple of days off after this game on Tuesday night, and it's a difficult one because it's not as if they can go out and get, you know, have a few drinks on Christmas Day. They're playing the next day, and these guys are professionals, so they'll be ready to go on Boxing Day. But it's, as I say, Paddy, it's one of those ones where the markets, you know, there's not a lot out there right now. You know, it's a difficult one because the way the exchange rate is, the way you know, the Brexit issues are, and, you know, we can't just bring a European player in anymore. It's like Ricky Pallenberg a few years ago, you know, when we brought him in. So it's a difficult one, but it's not just, you know, Manchester Storm. It's not just the Glasgow Clan. There's other teams that are interested in making player signings, and but it's just not as easy to make it happen overnight.
It's interesting, we have a comment there from Chris Lovell just saying, you know, if you were a player, would you want to join the clan right now?
You're going to Google it, like, aren't you?
Listen, again, it's one of those ones where you've got a chance to play a professional, but maybe a first year coming in, you got a chance to play straight out of school or out of college in North America, you got a chance to play professional hockey. You know, why wouldn't you? I mean, Glasgow's a great city. You know, do I want the Glasgow Clan to win games? No, I don't. At the end of the day, you know, you get a chance to play professional hockey, even if they're giving kids a chance. You know, like some young name Stanton, for them, has been brilliant. He's only 21 years of age. He stepped up from Solway last year. He's a really good prospect, and they're giving a couple of our guys chances to play hockey. So, you know, if they're coming from North America, they're coming from Europe, I'm sure they'll get a few more guys in. But do I want them to win games? No. We'll hope they lose every other game between now and the end of the season, but that's just me.
Welcome back, Davey. We're just talking about the clan and about what they're going through at the minute, losing players and everybody in the market. And Simon was just saying,
it's great, isn't it?
The market, it's different. It's difficult, isn't it? It's great.
You want your rivals to be as weak as possible. Yeah. I have no, wish them no success. Sorry.
dear, right. Let's crack on.
I would expect nothing. No. I would expect nothing less from any of their fans either. So. Yeah.
That's the all swear,
love more, mate, and that's it.
That's it. We've got three games in the next week over the Christmas period. Belfast Giants take on the Fife Flyers at home on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at the SSE Arena. And then after Christmas, we have our sort of traditional home-and-home series against the Glasgow Clan. Monday, 5 p.m. I would love to say Monday. As if anybody realises that the day after Christmas is going to be a Monday. It's going to be one of those where you wake up, you don't know what day it is.
Right, covered in celebrations. What day is it?
Yeah, but Monday, 5 p.m. at Brayhead Ice Arena. You get that on Clan TV. And then we come back here the following day on the Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the SSE Arena. Giants TV. We've got a few games coming up, Joel, against the Scottish teams, as we traditionally do. And it's an opportunity, as was said earlier, to get points on the board.
Yeah, it gets wild over this kind of fortnight or so, and it is a really important period whenever those fixtures, you know, get congested. You know, you start to maybe look a little bit closer at the standings on the other side of Christmas and see where you're at and what kind of pace you're setting. So, you know, it'd be really nice to put a couple of difficult weeks recently behind us and just to go on a bit of a run, use that momentum and that confidence from a really strong weekend on the road into putting some points up against teams who, let's be honest, I said it earlier, you know, every Scottish team there came out with a 0 point weekend. So there's points to be had. You know, we're the Belfast Giants, you would expect to at least take a majority of points there, but look, one game at a time, as the coach often reminds us, and the next one is on Thursday, so that's the only focus right now.
You were saying it just a few minutes ago, Simon, with regards to this sort of Christmas period, and you know, there are a lot of games packed in, and hopefully we get good crowds into them, but for the boys, you know, it takes on a different meaning because a lot of them away from home, you know, they're having to, they've got a job to do regards on the ice, but it's also Christmas time.
Yeah, but they got their Christmas there a few weeks ago, Thanksgiving, so let's just hope that they're ready to go for our Christmas. look, again, they're professional. They'll be ready to go on, as you say, what day is the next game?
22nd,
so that.
Yeah,
Thursday. So, you know, they'll be ready to go on Thursday. They get a couple of days off, and then they've got four games, in fact, or 6 days. So, you know, it's a tough schedule. You know, away on Boxing Day is never easy. Hopefully, you know, traveling all is okay, and we can get over and back. And obviously, it's an earlier face off as well. I think on Boxing Day in Glasgow, and then back to Belfast for Glasgow on the 27th, Fife on the 29th, and then away on New Year's Eve to the Kingdom of Fife for the last game of the year. So they're coming thick and fast, but it's a matter of just Adam, George, Stewie all preparing the guys for each game individually. And they'll not be looking at the games after Christmas right now. It'll all be about the 22nd. They're back on the ice tomorrow morning.
This Christmas schedule, Davey, could make or break a season.
Same for every team every season. There's a lot of games played around the festive season. And one thing that I'd add, it's whenever I spoke to Simon there the other week when Josh Roach was signed, like, Josh Roach could have said, yeah, I'll come in the 1st of January. I'll have my Christmas at home. I'll have my Christmas in Scotch with my family. I'll work an extra couple of weeks or whatever the job is I'm doing at the minute. And I'll come over and help you out in a few weeks. And you know what? We'll probably still assign him because he's a great agent, great free agent out there in the market. But for him to say, no, you know what I'll do? I'll have my Christmas in Belfast with new teammates and away from my family or whatever. That says a lot about Josh Roach's character as well. So, you know, really pleased to see him back in the lineup. And yeah, you just got to hope that we stay healthy, especially over the next few weeks, next 2 weeks, not even the next 2 weeks, next 7, 8, 9, 10 days, you know, it's going to be a crucial time that you want 5 games between now and the end of the year. So, it's going to be a busy period, so you just got to stay healthy, and everybody's just got to put their foot on the mat here and go from the first shift of the first game.
Here. Those three games coming up between now and next week's show will be Belfast Giants 5 Flyers Thursday at the SSC Arena, 7 p.m. Glasgow Clan at home Monday. Sorry, Glasgow Clan away Monday, 5 p.m. at Brayhead Ice Arena, and that'll be on Clan TV. And of course, we return for the return game on Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the SSC Arena against the Glasgow Clan. And if you're not, you get Mr. Kitchen on Giants TV. Any other business, boys?
I've got a few, if you don't mind.
Gents. Welcome back, Sis.
Yeah, let's go.
Firstly, Team GB under 20s, outstanding silver medal in the World Championships. Great job by Kel, Mac, and Carter. Fantastic to have three kids from a local club involved in that setup, and they did absolutely fantastically well. The second one is Laura has asked me to say a few things with regards to everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks with regards to Teddy Bear Toss, AJ and I, that Davey and Laura were involved in doing a wee thing for her last week with Mark Garside. Obviously, he was on last week for yourselves. The Teddy Toss had over, I think it was something like over 1,300 teddy bears. And then the next morning at 8:30, 9 o'clock after the Manchester game on a Saturday night, you've got the likes of Michael Barr, Karen, Janet, Laura, all in there trying to sort out what's what. But our fans have been absolutely fantastic with regards to bringing the teddy bears in, not getting the shutout, but the boys did well that night in Furness. It wasn't a great result, but they didn't get the teddy bear toss shutout. And for coming up big with all those teddy bears and all the gifts for Cashin as well. We had to take Taft's Fan, which is sponsored by Bridge Commercial, by the way. we had to take Taft's Fan, which was more or less full of toys, to Cash for Kids warehouse, which is over in South Belfast, and it was unbelievable. And all these gifts that were brought in over those first two weekends of December, we can't say thank you enough to everybody for it. It was absolutely fantastic. Even today, there was teddy bears that weren't suitable for the hospital that we give to a charity in North Belfast. Laura and I took them there today. The boys were, you know, there was a few boys away to RVH the week after that. And then last week, they were away to Leinster Hospital. Only supposed to be there for an hour. Goody, Jackson Whistle, and Soisy, I think it was, and Laura. And they ended up staying for nearly 3 hours. And every child that was in the hospital unit, and even the A&E as well, they've been around and give a teddy bear to every single one of them. So, you know, thanks very much to the boys. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to the fans for putting all that together and bringing all into the arena itself. You're absolutely outstanding. I couldn't praise you anymore. And the last one, Robin Goon has had her jersey missing, the Kevin Rain jersey. It's on Laura's page. I think it might be on Boomerang Corner's page as well. That is missing, and they're putting a box on, putting an empty box on the counter, customer services counter at the weekend, So any, or this jersey, sorry. So if anybody does have that jersey, they may have lifted it by mistake and didn't even realize it. And there's some people saying that it's been stolen. That might not be the case. If you have it and you didn't even think, you might think it's yours and you realize it's not, bring it, put it in the box. Nobody's going to ask any questions. Do the right thing. Just bring it back, put it in the box, and let somebody have their prized possession back again. I think that's me.
Sorry. Nice one. And just to go back to the point you made there, Simon, it's something that we've said time and time again. It's something that we've seen time and time again. Be it, you know, the generosity of the fans and the organization when it comes to these things in regards to, you know, the sick kids, or, you know, we had it ourselves the other week where Davey went into his attic to pull out some season one merchandise to bring back. Did you bring it all back with you, Davey?
It's all back.
But you know, the generosity is remarkable, and it just goes to show what sort of a club we are, both with regard to the organization, the fans, and everything. What sort of a club we are that we're able to do things like this. Go on, David.
A guy reached out to me yesterday to say he had come across a couple of really vulnerable families in Belfast. Could I help him raise 300 quid for them? And I says, look, man, I've been doing a lot of fundraising over the last lot of weeks. A lot of the people that have been asking, you know, you can't keep going back to the same well every time. But I had that Sam Rayop jersey that I was lucky enough to win a few seasons ago. Simon reminded me during the week we still had it. I put it on, you know, it's the value of it to me, it cost £10, you know, and ballot tickets. I was lucky enough to win it. So, you know, try and make some money out of it. And a guy offered me I put it up for £150, and within 10 minutes, I could have sold it 5 times. You know what I mean? That's the generosity of people coming up to Christmas. And the guy who actually, Zach, the guy that bought it, pleased the only jersey, but he was just like, mate, I just want to, that's great that you can help another family out. I'm happy to, you know, give a few quid of my wages towards another family. The generosity of the Giants fans this last lot of weeks has been unbelievable. Mark Garside's mother-in-law got in touch to say thanks to all you guys for getting involved with what we did that. And they, I don't think it would be a secret to say they raised over £6,000 for the neonatal intensive care unit.
It's incredible, in
Quinn's name, which is just absolutely fantastic. Amazing. Obviously had just a little small part in that, and just the fundraising that we're allowed to be able to get involved in. Just, you know, while we've got this platform, let's just use it, you know, for good. And it's really humbling to be able to be involved in stuff like that.
It's brilliant. Sorry for jumping in there, Paddy, but I mean, Jasmine was born in the same hospital. You know, I'm not too sure if David, yours weren't sure when you were born in England.
One was born in Ruby was born in the Royal, actually.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And you know what? Just talking about it today, and I don't know if we're allowed to bring it up on here, but I'm going to anyway. I mean, the nurses and the hospital staff and the paramedics and all of Belfast have all been out in the streets today because they're not getting paid enough. They need to get their finger at that government and sort of bloody out. It's ridiculous.
Here, here.
They've been out on the street and beeping the horn, and have to beep the horn the whole way through, driving through the Ulster Hospital today. I must have done it about, you know, 2 or 3. I mean, that traffic coming through there, you might as well just kept your finger in the horn for about 15 minutes, for goodness sake. But, it was fantastic to have it, and you know, hopefully they do end up getting exactly what they deserve, because they're worth every ounce of what they have. And Davey, I did find that shirt. So
there we go. Bring it on Thursday.
I have to remember. I'll bring it on Thursday.
But yeah, I fully agree, Simon. Pay the nurses what they're due. Pay the paramedics what they're due. Pay, you know, these people deserve it. They've had
pay the surveyors what they're doing.
I could see his face and knew something was coming.
let's reconsider that, but we'll come back to that. If you want to go out and strike, Davey, you go for it. Any other business, gents? Joel, Davey?
No, no, sir.
Happy Christmas.
Well, yeah. That's
your job. You crack on there, then. That's your job. Sing aside.
Sing aside.
I know, I will say, obviously, a few days to Christmas, last show before Christmas. I want to wish the three of you gents a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful one that's happy and healthy. And everybody else who's been watching in now or listening in, we hope you have a fantastic Christmas time, Christmas period. And that Santa Claus, who was live on this show earlier just this evening.
Is Dornan coming on now, or
no? He's cancelled.
Paddy, just a reminder: this is my last Christmas without a Wayne. So if you see me, feel free to buy me a Guinness. That would be other available. Feel free to buy me a pint, because I'm going to be making the most of it.
But yeah, that's right, actually. Make the most of it, mate. But you know, I hope everybody has a happy, healthy, and wonderful Christmas. The games this, I said, in the next few days, Thursday, 7 p.m. at home to the Fife Flyers. Glasgow Clan away on Monday, 5 p.m. You get that on Clan TV. And then back on Tuesday, 7 p.m. against the Glasgow Clan and Mr. Kitchen once again behind the mic. And I've enjoyed Marty doing the job with you as well. He's been great.
Lovely. Yeah, he's enjoying. He wants to come on the podcast as well. He's probably watching right now.
I want them
Let's make that happen in the new year, early in the new year. Let's make that happen.
Making dreams come true on the podcast. Yeah, it's not like Marty, you know, like we're laughing all, like we were fortunate to come through the club at a time when Marty was playing and remember fondly. Yep. They remember the first goal in the Arsenal the other day. Obviously, he's superb and he talks such. Ex players like yourself, Simon, you see the game different. They're built different to see the game different, and they're really, really interesting to listen to. I could listen to them too. You, Deco, you, Marty, you know, you, Wally. Wally's been understatedly good as well. To get the analysis from these ex players is superb. So keep it going as long as you can, mate.
And just for, I mean, I know you said earlier on that, you know, I disappeared for a minute and you know, somebody else took my seat, just to say that it's not the same person here, because I'm still here, but you never guess who's just walked in here again.
Who's he walked in now? Come on, you're joking me.
I can't believe it. All those people that were saying, have you ever seen Sis and Santa in the same place at the same time? There you go.
You've just seen it.
No idea what you're talking about, folks. I was here all the time. I was waiting at the toilet.
One last thing for any other business before we wrap things up. I just want to check this. There was a vote for the Para Sports Club of the Year 2022. I know we've got a great guy in Dave McAleese who plays for the Bangor Bulls. There's a bit of a vote going on for that. Have a look at our Twitter. We'll put it back up again. Cast your vote for the Bangor Bulls for the Para Sport Club of the Year 2022. And well done to those guys. It's great to watch. And I hope we do well in that vote. We'll put that back up on Twitter. And on that note, gents, a very Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas, folks.
You can get us. I love the tree, David. It's a lot of hard work. Is that your mum and dad?
That's my man's, eh?
He hasn't.
I haven't done that. No.
Not add anything to it. Not just to bring a wee bauble. Put it on, no.
I think I can see an unofficial fight DVD hanging off it.
I got her one from China's shop, but she hasn't put it up yet.
And on that note, YouTube. On YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, you can get us on your normal podcast providers, Spotify and all the likes. And wherever you are, a very Merry Christmas to you. We hope you enjoy your hockey. We'll catch you here next time. On A View from the Bridge, Merry Christmas. Sports Social Podcast Network.